Сейчас вокруг тела,
around my body,
разумеется, на нефизическом
of course, уровне, on non-physical plane, one can see the face of Krishna.
Вот я дотрагиваюсь его волос.
I am touching his hairs.
Как бы в глубине.
Like in the deep under my body, but larger than my body, the face of Lord Krishna, one of the greatest avatars of the earth. He was incarnated in India and gave to people Bhagavad Gita. He works now too. Krishna works with embodied people, helps them. He helped us a lot. And so his teaching, I don't know if there is anyone else in Russia who realized in his life, but we realized it. We understood Bhagavad Gita, the teaching of Krishna, and Krishna confirms this. We have published by the blessing of Krishna a version of Bhagavad Gita translation. It's very important to understand the profoundness of his teaching and realize it in life. Many people translated Bhagavad Gita, but it was done on a very superficial level. The translators did not understand the profoundness of this text, and this caused many misunderstandings. This is one of the three favorite places of Krishna. There is another place where we will go soon. There Krishna is present as a giant Mahadabal. The area covered by this Mahadabal is about 20 kilometers. And on this place Krishna shows different things. He always meets us near the train when we come here, and he sees us to the train when we go back. He takes an appearance of a regular human. By the way, his appearance is not similar at all to the image distributed by the school of Prabhupada. They call themselves Society for Krishna Consciousness. This image is also real. It has a real origin. This is an image of child Krishna. The followers got it in some way, and then they enlarged this portrait of a child. They made it a portrait of an adult man, and this does not resemble at all the image of real Krishna. In fact, the face of Krishna is very similar to the face of Jesus Christ. General features, hairs are very similar. Also, people write that Krishna had dark blue color of the skin, and this is not true also. Real Krishna has very light color of the skin. His face resembles the face of European He is very similar to Jesus. Similar hairs, curling at the level of shoulders. We recognized very well Jesus at his place of power. His intensive love that one can experience inside his smile, and now the same with some individual nuances one can experience inside the smile of Krishna. He is here now. He is embracing with his hands everyone. He says, "My dear, I love you. I love you all." He is making a gesture of receiving into himself. The greatest teacher, spiritual teacher of China was Huangdi. We visited him yesterday. The greatest spiritual teacher of India was Krishna. I have said already that we have another place of power of Krishna, where Krishna is present as a giant Mahadabha. And this place of power is of another kind. Here Krishna showed us for the first time the essence of the second step of centering, that is, transfer of the of oneself as a spiritual heart into the center of the earth, the center of divine fire of the second Brahmanic manifestation. Here Krishna for the first time, I met Krishna for the first time here. We were going over this road, and suddenly, what is this? A flow of tenderness, embracing, caressing hands, arising from the deep of the multidimensional space, Krishna. And on this place, it has a diameter of about 10 meters. Here Krishna showed us for the first time transfer of the spiritual heart into the center of the earth. One can do it here, standing, sitting, or lying, in full relaxation, to fall, and become consciousness of the spiritual heart arising from the center of our planet. The second step of centering, we became now so large that we can fill with ourselves as spiritual hearts our beloved planet. Some people torture her with nuclear explosions, and some people love her. We who love her merge with her, and the next step is merging with the Creator of the all creation. And the people who destroy her, they go the opposite direction. Some people like to create, and other people like to destroy. Some people like to love, and others like to harm, to kill. This is how the ways of people fork. This is a free will gifted by God, and this is sorting due to this free will. It's natural sorting. God always proposes us to go into Him, but people choose themselves where to go, either into the arms of the Creator or in the opposite direction. This is their right, and this is natural sorting. Some go to God, and others go the opposite direction into the outer darkness. And here is Krishna. Let's experience Him. You can go into the center of the earth, into the arms of Krishna, merge with Him. And from there, look at the direction from where we come, at our bodies. If we can do this, then the submerging was real. let stay there. Let's ask Krishna to help to realize this transfer of consciousness. Let's ask him to give us guidelines.